And yes, we're back. Let's get started on dailies today for Wednesday. You can watch live right now on Facebook and on YouTube. Nigeria Info 99.3 on those two platforms. Nigeria Info 99.3. Let's get started. The Punch, the Vanguard and The Punch, they have a similar story here. And I guess this story is almost everywhere in the papers today. FG declares war on bandits, kidnappers, others. That's on page 5 of The Vanguard. Moving on to page 11 of The Punch. Similar story. FG bans flight over Zamfara. Goes after watchlist actors.
Yes. So, as far as rhetoric goes, we now have a verbal reaction from the federal government, which we hope will be put, verbal reaction, which we hope will be put into action. Excuse the pun. Yesterday, there was a meeting that was for close to 5 hours with the National Security Council on Security, which had the defense minister, the service chiefs, and so on and so forth. And so what we are being told now is that the federal government has decided to declare a total war on bandits and kidnappers. We would like, because of our current situation, it would have been nice if we knew what the definition of a bandit and kidnapper is in this dispensation, in this dispensation that we have. And that's because we have various nomenclatures for various things. But at least we know that some action is being planned to get the situation under control. The other interesting part, let me read what the Babagana Mungono said yesterday, the National Security Advisor.
That's
said,
right.
While the federal government is not averse to the applications of non-kinetic means to resolve this problem, I need to make it very clear that the federal government will not hesitate to apply to the fullest its kinetic means to restore normalcy to the country. I'm sure you are all aware of the fact that no country will tolerate a group of non-state action. Non-state actors. No sovereign nation will allow a group of non-state actors to bring it down to its knees and put the state in panic mode, apprehension, mistrust, disorder, and so on and so forth. Therefore, both the defense and intelligence organizations have been charged that while we look forward to having a peaceful non-kinetic resolution, we will not allow this country to drift into state failure. And with the fact from today, the new service chiefs have been given directives to reclaim all areas that have been dominated by bandits, kidnappers, and other scoundrels and scallywags. The Punch reports it as saying this. Let me read what the Punch says. The Punch says that Mungono said he had asked all intelligence agencies to collapse their efforts into one platform. Now, I have it. Sources had already said that part of the problem we had was that there was a lot of competition amongst the intelligence agencies. That happens all over the world. If you don't have somebody, a central figure, who is managing, usually you have, sometimes it's healthy, sometimes it's unhealthy, competition amongst security agencies. But he has now, because of the crisis we have, they've decided to collapse all those agencies into one platform, okay? So everybody is headed in the right direction. He also said this, which I would like you to take note of. He said he warned individuals who he said had assumed a status that is beyond what they should be. And he goes on to say, this is a situation that has to be brought to an end, and I'm sending a warning that anybody who is hiding beneath a veneer of some status, whether official, traditional, or religious, to stoke the flames of disorder will have himself to blame. I wish this came a month earlier.
Yeah. Jimmy, let me play that thing to you, what Mungono said. Let's hear the
Okay, fine. Nice.
Let's hear.
Already the president has given directives to the military and the intelligence organizations to trail and flush out all the people that have been on our watch list. And I can assure you there's quite a handful of people on our watch list. They will be trailed, they will be rooted out, and they'll be brought to book, they'll be prosecuted, and they'll be made an example of. And any individual who thinks he has any support and who thinks he can undermine this government anybody, any human being, as long as he's a citizen of this country, any one person who thinks he's the cat's whiskers or he can be Rocky on the perch and lead us into a situation of unhappiness will have himself to blame at the end of the day.
There you go.
Now, I also need to explain to our people, in case you don't know, this is also going to apply to people who have been unduly vocal in the social media. So you've got to be very careful. I mean, it's a choice that you have to make. Now, I am hoping that all this will be put into action because, in truth, no government will sit down.
We need this.
We need it.
We need it.
We need it because the narrative is becoming overbearing. And so I'm going to appeal to translate this to you for you to understand. Those who have been unduly vocal and lack of etiquette and whatever in the use of their language and have been using the kind of language that can stir all kinds of disturbances, if what I hear from this gentleman is true, would just jolly well have himself to blame. I just wish this had come in like 2 months earlier, but better late than never. We cannot, I repeat, have a chaotic country. There is enough blame to go around. It's not a matter of who is right and who is wrong. But all of us have to have a sense of purpose, of unity for our country. There is nothing to be blamed from chaos. And I've heard all kinds of infantile statements from adults that make me ask, has this man ever thought about what he's saying? Does he know the implication of what he's saying? And so I'm glad that this has happened. The level at which it's coming, National Security Advisor, is okay for me, given the circumstance of our president. He is what he is. He's over 70. He's not likely to change any day. So I'm satisfied with this level. I would have been happier if it was the president who said all this. But what it is what it is. It is left to these security people now to make sure that they live up to the words that have been said here.
Right, indeed. Now, let's stay with the Punch newspaper. EFCC deepens Tinubu probe, demands asset declaration form from CCB.
Now, let's be careful here. There is no commentator, social commentator, that will not have more than a passing interest in anything that concerns Governor Bola Ahmed Tinubu. There is none. So don't let's be hypocritical about that. And I remember very well, over a year ago, I talked about having NAFTAC numbers expired, which was a way of saying that a man should know, you know, when he has reached the limit. And therefore, it looks at face value, it looks like a very simple thing. A petition has been written, the EFCC will investigate. Would they find something against him? Would they not find? We will have to wait and see. But it also gives us an opportunity to again tell this gentleman who has been in the forefront of governance, especially in Lagos for over 20 years, that, sir, with due respect, you got to be careful. You got to be very careful. Some people say that he hates him. I'm the one who loves him the most. Don't allow people push you to a button. You see, because what is going to happen is this, and I can see the signs coming. Just last week or so, there was a case, I'm sorry to say, against his daughter, okay, that she could no longer collect funds on computer, which is going to be translated to all the markets. Because then you'll be looking at the constitutionality of otherwise, of having a so-called ideology of Lagos. See, all these little bits and cracks here and there show that the man has to have a very good compass to navigate what is ahead of him. He has to. And so I want to put that, you know, hopefully to him. He has to be very careful. Because now that you have a young gentleman in the EFCC who, as at yesterday, was saying he doesn't want anybody to congratulate him. I was so happy when I saw that because the adverts are coming up. He said, if you have money to waste, go donate it to charity. It means this 40-year-old man is going to go all out. Hopefully.
I was going to say...
Hopefully. Hey. No, I will always add that word. Hopefully. And that doesn't bother me. Time will tell. What bothers me is that a man who has, in the eyes of so many people, done so well, now needs to manage the rest of what life God has to give him. And that is my whatever this morning. Because this one now is going to embolden a lot of people. Things that have been credited to these gentlemen. They are colossal. I don't know if they are true or not. That's why I use the word credited. But going forward for him, I would tell him he has to be very, very careful and remember that every NAFDAC approval that you are given always has an expiry date.
Okay. Let's leave the Punch for a moment. Let's go to the Nation newspaper. Shaure in court with strange bodyguard. So when I saw this yesterday, Jimmy, I was like, what in God's holy name is going on here?
This was a man that some of you voted for and wanted to make president. You need to go.
Vanguard.
I have a big quarrel. I have a big quarrel with a friend of mine, the lawyer in the United States, and I hope he's listening. You see, Nigeria has become a big joke. And somebody has to put this young man, you know. I'm not finding him guilty for the case he has gone to, but this is a desecration of our tradition. That is the part that bothers me. He can play all kind of pranks. I couldn't be bothered. But this is a... You need to go to the papers to see what I'm talking about. This is a desecration, and his family should put him out on caution. He might end up getting himself so embarrassed he won't believe it. Our culture is very sacred. It is sacred. Traditional worship is sacred. It is not used for fun. Any Lagosian will tell you, for example, that you are told that even for cultural display, you shouldn't do the eyo or whatever it is. Yeah. It has consequences. Mm-hmm. Or to put it in Yoruba, omaleyin. Why you are going to court for your case, a case, or I think it was also the case of treason or whatever it is, and you bring this gentleman, he said this is Babalawo, and this is, what did he say he is? That he's his spiritual advisor. He's making trivia of the whole thing. And if he thinks it's a big joke, good luck to him. But the desecration of our own culture is what I'm very, very much against. They say that the guy, because we can't show you if you're on YouTube, but it says, the dress had cowrie, snail shell, small head of a fox emblazoned on it. He carried the god and a small horse tail with cowries in his right hand. A red cloth sack was strapped to his shoulder. The man had chalk marks around his eyes. He was barefooted. And that his appearance caused curious glances and so on and so forth. I would like to credit the magistrates with a lot of maturity. You tried this kind of thing with some of the judges I knew way back, you will end up in jail. People need to learn from history. Go and read the story of somebody like Ijigbadero. The same applies to this other gentleman I spoke about earlier on. If you have a sense of history, you will be careful how you manage yourself in public. You'll be absolutely careful. And I hope Shaure doesn't pay for this, because desecration of our cultural whatever, culturally,
right?
You know what this could mean. And this was a man who put himself forward as a presidential candidate. We just got started. It doesn't do any good to the youth who want to aspire to power, because this is what people will be pointing to. Is it all these clownish things that you'll be doing? What if he had been president? Is this how he will go for a conference somewhere? Look at
him.
But the man is fully loaded, though.
Yes, he is. Check the one inside. I think Vanguard has another one inside.
He has one inside. Yeah. Can you identify some of the things there?
Me? Why are you asking me?
Ah, yeah, you're a bad man.
No.
Okay, this one.
Yeah.
This one was the head of the fox.
Uh-huh.
This one is the like a Luwolele. This other one on the master, that one is the Funpa.
So my point is, when I saw this yesterday, yes. I was like, so what did he, what could be the motive, like to grab him and disappear or what exactly?
It's just immature and childish. That's all there is to it. He just wanted to cause attention. It's just immature and childish. And I'm very surprised at him. For a man who set up something like Sahara Reporters way back then, I'm surprised that he's getting it. I can tell him off. He's a young person to me.
Yeah,
he's behaving irresponsibly. He's behaving irresponsibly. That's what it is. There is no other way to say. People think that democracy means that your whatever is absolute. Freedom is. It's not. He's making a mockery of the courts and our legal system. But for the maturity of the judge, he probably would have wanted, some other judge would have wanted to send this guy to trial. You came to the church to a court barefooted, dressed with all this. Omu Wodan in Concord. Who do you? It's immaturity. And it offends what some of us stand for when we say that we want a young and virile president, well-read, and so on and so forth. Because to be fair to Sowore, the intelligence and whatever that produce, an online publication like the Sahara Reporters, even though it's what I would call an aluta, it doesn't follow the tenets of journalism to the core, but for a man of that whatever to have gotten to a point where, whether you like it or not, he had some kind of following to present himself to be president. I'm surprised this kind of thing is happening. I don't know who, if it was Femi Falana that went with him yesterday. I doubt it very much if Femi Falana would have gone with him with this man dressed.
What if he had gone to that court with a pastor or an imam?
The same thing will apply. If he had gone, the same thing will apply, but it would be less objectionable. I know the prank you're trying to play.
It's not a prank. I'm just saying, look, no. Yeah. What if he had gone there with somebody with big Lawani, like, you know, Lawani that can carry the entire Lagos state on the head, like, big one, Lawani, with the tesbih that will be so long from here to Oshodi.
It would still, you see, because a Babalawo who is yours, whatever, he doesn't need to dress like this. You don't need to dress like this.
You don't need to show off, right?
It's not even showing off. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. You come to the court barefoot. What do you mean? Why?
To doffe.
With charms?
To doffe.
We thank the maturity of the judge. I'm telling you, the issue would have been. But maybe you're right, though. If you had come with the reverend, or if you had come with an allergy and big turban and long beard and so on and so forth. But this is trivia as far as I'm concerned. And it shows that he has no regard for law.
Yeah.
A man who wants to be president must show respect. This is lack of respect for the cause.
So the reason why we're dwelling on this is so that people can know that there is a lot to be taken away from this story.
We cannot trivialize this kind of story. You need to see the picture for you to know why I'm so angry. And I'm much more angry because this man has a large following. And the level he had gotten to in society, he shouldn't be involved in this kind of trivia. And I repeat, I doubt very much if Femi Falana would have gone to court with him like this. I doubt it. I doubt it. Even Fela, who was culture and whatever, by the time he went to court, he was well composed and well, because he was ready to go and fight his case.
Let's go to this page 9 of the Vanguard newspaper. Nigeria receives first batch of COVID-19 vaccines.
Well, it don't land.
Finally.
And yes, I saw on the social media that some people have been filling the forms and everybody is all set to go. And the minister told us yesterday that once 70% of the population is expected to be inoculated within 2 years is too short, is too long, sir. The United Kingdom is doing it within 6 months and getting moving on to some other things. He says that we have been told to open an account with African Exim Bank, and they have done so. The COVAX vaccine is free. It is made from donations. And so they're ready to pay for some others. So we have to pay for, they have to pay for, let me read what it says. Once you immunize 60 to 70% of our population, if COVAX immunizes 20, then we have about 40 to 50 to immunize within the next 3 years. So we have to pay for that minus any donations that we get, like the MTN donation, for example. So MTN apparently is donating some vaccines. That's okay. Nice to know.
All right.
So I will get to the MTN something.
You're already queuing up.
I have queuing up with the MTN. Please remember the man is here. And I think that apart, I hear that a lot of companies in the some banks and so on and so forth, they're raring to go.
The private
sector. The only thing they are insisting on is that they want to handle the process from top to bottom. They don't want to give the money to any person.
To anybody. Go.
And that is where small colorful day inside. But please, when the vaccines are available, I plead with you. You have a choice. Do you want to die from the vaccine, which is very unlikely? Or do you want to die from COVID, which is very likely?
Right. And you can go online and register, by the way. So,
yes, I heard the registration has started. But it would be nice for us to get two or three people here and find out, okay, so you registered, what information do you then get?
Mm.
Does it give you a date?
Yeah.
Does it give you where?
Mm-hmm.
And so on and so forth.
Okay. All right. Let's quickly go to the Vanguard. Let's stay with the Vanguard. Page 11 of the Vanguard says, Celtic Cats risk jail term. Ondo government wants transport unions.
Well, what I'm told is that this directive is temporary, but I hope it is made permanent, and I hope the Lagos State government will follow suit. We cannot hand over governance to hoodlums. The governor keeps saying things about a megacity. In no megacity do you collect 20 naira on the streets. You collect from Okada, you collect from this, you collect from that. The other day, Obalende was brought to a standstill over the fight between the unions and so on and so forth. We must devise other ways by which these unions could be run. Definitely not by selling tickets right on the road. So, Ondo State has read the riot act. Let us wait and see how Lagos State is going to handle its own. But this has been going on for too long. The romance between members of the union and the our top politicians is a bit worrying. And I think in that one sentence, I have summed up the fears that most people have. Akeredolu said that. He says, why I suspended the unions? He says, over security concerns. It says that the governor Akeredolu suspended the activities of the union, particularly at the motor parks, following security reports suggesting an imminent clash between the two opposing factions in the union over leadership tussle. We would like Governor Sanwo-Olu, we know you're quite busy, a lot on your plate, but it would be nice if we put it down in history that you are the one who finally resolved the issue of NURTW and Area Boys. Again, I hate to go back to Fashola's era. He was able to put them under, he cleared the whole of Oshodi, put them under some kind of control. We can't submit governance to this set of people. Not that there's anything wrong with them, but I mean, hey, I think it's quite obvious.
That's right.
And now, before you know it, the sad part now is that they have become role models. Even comedians want to talk like that. Language like things like toilet, these are the kind of things that turns the minds of our youth. That's why you have all these cults and whatever at all levels. It's not a way to live. Even you find some of the elites getting in a fun packed on a day, stamping their feet and saying, toilets, I want me look, and things like that. And suddenly these people are the role models. I hope this country doesn't wake up one day and find itself being run by certain persons that are running through my head.
Right.
Okay.
All right. Jimmy, we must go now, but before we go, what's coming up at 9?
Today's Wednesday.
Diabumi.
Yes.
Who is coming on Diabumi today?
Rita Egu, Mama Ankara.
Just for those who don't know what Diabumi is all about.
Diabumi, of course, is a column that comes up in the Vanguard every Wednesday. And it's written by Ms. Pumisho Fola, who's been doing that job, I always like to say, for over 40 years. And I always like to add that Sisi Bumi she's much my senior. And she was one of the few people early in life who made me decide that I probably would want to be a journalist. So I always owe her that. And so what we do at Diabumi really is to review the column, review the issues, and generally have fun, today being Wednesday, to break the week. Tomorrow we'll go back to more serious issues.
All right, then. Lagos, please join Jimmy at 9 o'clock on Daily Digest, Diabumi edition. Jimmy, thank you for coming around.
Thank you, Sherry.
Many thanks to MTN Nigeria for supporting Dailies today. I'm Sherif Quadri. We're back in a moment.